Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hi, I'm Steve Webb, your host, and welcome to Day 2 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I wonder what we'll find behind the door today. Now this is a very interesting question today. Why do we celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December?
It's a really good question.
You know, the Bible doesn't set a date for the birthday of Jesus, so how did we come up with the 25th of December?
Well, Christmas was first celebrated on the 25th of December in the 5th century, in the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine. The date of the 25th was chosen because it was also the time of the winter solstice and the ancient Roman festival of Saturnalia. The winter solstice is the day when it's the shortest time between the sun rising and the sun setting. Pagans and the Romans celebrated that the winter was more than half over and that spring was on the way, and they worshipped the sun for winning over the darkness of winter. Saturnalia took place between the 17th and the 23rd of December. So in choosing a date around this time, Constantine took over the pagan celebrations and used them to celebrate Jesus, the Son of God and the Light of the World, instead. The early church also adopted many old customs associated with the solstice and Saturnalia, including holly, mistletoe and even Christmas carols, and I suppose we might find a bit more about those later on in the calendar. There's also another good reason why the 25th of December might have been chosen, because the 25th of March is also a sacred day to the pagans, when they celebrated the coming of spring and new life. The early church took over this day as the day when Mary had been told that she would have Jesus. It's called the Annunciation and is still celebrated by many Christians today on the 25th of March. And what's 9 months after the 25th of March? Yep, you got it, it's the 25th of December. But that's not the only day that Christmas is celebrated around the world. Most of the world uses the Gregorian calendar, which was implemented by Pope Gregory VIII in 1582. But before that, the Roman or Julian calendar, which was named after Julius Caesar, had been used. The Gregorian calendar is much more accurate than the Roman one because that had too many days in the year. And when the switch was made, 10 days were actually lost, so that the day that followed the 4th of October 1582 wasn't the 5th, but the 15th. Many Orthodox churches still use the Julian calendar, and so they celebrate Christmas on the 7th of January. And the Armenian Church actually celebrates it on the 10th of January. But we're in the year 2006. So that means that Jesus was born 2006 years ago, right? Well, no. The monks in the Middle Ages who tried to work out the date of Jesus' birth got their maths wrong. Well, it's very complicated. So Jesus was probably born slightly earlier, in 5, 6 or 7 BC. So we know about the date. But what about the name? What does Christmas mean? Well, the name Christmas comes from the term Mass of Christ, or Jesus. A Mass service, or as it's sometimes called Communion or Eucharist, is where Christians remember that Jesus died for us and then he came back to life. The Christ Mass service was the only service in the year that was allowed to take place after sunset, which is when the church day officially starts and ends. So people held the service at midnight. And the term Christ Mass was shortened to Christmas. You'll also hear Christmas referred to as Xmas. Well, some people don't think it's correct to call it Xmas, as it takes the Christ or Jesus out of Christmas. But actually, in the Greek language and alphabet, the letter that looks like an X is pronounced Christos and actually means Christ. So Xmas can also mean Christmas.
Well, James, you are a fount of information. Thanks so much for filling us in. I'll see you tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed that brief history lesson and that your brain isn't hurting too much. Please come back tomorrow to find out what's under the next door. The beautiful piano music today was from Doug Bolt with Deck the Halls with We Wish You a Merry Christmas, found at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And of course, our theme music is Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, available at brianduncan.com. I'm Steve Webb.
And I'm James Cooper.
And this has been day 2 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar.